Dictation for Sherry Jansson, May 1764. I saw Sherry this morning on dialysis, Mount Pleasant, and talk on the phone with significant other Mark, M-A-R-K. There has been multiple visits to the emergency room, Claire, as well as Mount Pleasant McLaren, M-C-L-A-R-E-N. She has severe peripheral neuropathy, restless legs, escalating doses of medications, Nurantin, muscle relaxants, that's causing lethargy. She already fell, fracture on number 6-7 left side of ribs, trying to do an incentive spirometer as a way to expand the lungs, no heart attack or pneumonia on evaluation in the hospital. I got a call from the emergency room a few days back. She has myoclonus movement in relation to Nurantin or other medications causing irritability of the neuromuscular areas. Her appetite is poor, isolated nausea, no vomiting, isolated diarrhea, no bleeding. She's missing dialysis days. She's 2-3 kilos above target weight with worsening lower extremity edema. Now we have a new primary care doctor for her, Dr. Tharumaraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-A-H-A. I review medications with them. Has lower extremity edema up to the knee, up to the hips, a few ronchitis, no RALS. She is confused but recognizes me, normal speech, no focal deficit, multiple myoclonus area. Next paragraph, anemia well controlled at 10.1 with good levels of iron, receiving EPO and intravenous iron. Has a dialysis catheter. AV fistula has not matured on the left side. Clearance is also poor, down to 1.09, supposed to be 1.3. This needs to be rechecked. She's also not staying the whole treatment. The weight up, supposed to be 62, she's close to 65. Blood pressure variable from highs to very low. Nutrition is normal. Potassium elevated, has been as high as 6.7. That's also very high phosphorus and recent calciphylaxis. Normal calcium, elevated PTH above 450. She's not a candidate for renal transplant. I discuss all these issues with patient and Mark. Will follow end of dictation.